This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number three in studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And Conan, there's, I'm not necessarily going to say an age-old argument, but it's something that comes up every couple of years.
So to me, it's kind of newish.
To where somebody will say that open borders is antithetical to the ideas of liberty.
Right, and you know, I think one of the bigger arguments within the libertarian community is the pro-life, pro-choice argument. And then after that, you've got the left versus the right, you know,
what do you mean by left versus right? Because I keep hearing people use like left libertarian, right libertarian.
Left libertarians, no property rights, no property. You just, everyone's sharing and it's a commune. And it's, to me, it's pretty silly.
Especially when it comes down to, oh no, your computer's not property. That's a possession and that's somehow different.
Right. And what this leads to is everyone's pooping in each other's yard. It's going to turn into chaos.
Right. And my question always is, so does this mean that I get my own bed and my own underpants?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That makes as much sense to me as anarcho-communism. So, go ahead with you.
That's basically what left libertarian.
Right. And to me, it makes zero sense. It's jumbo shrimp, you know. It's military intelligence.
Yeah.
It's, you know. But go ahead.
So,
and then what would be a right libertarian?
So a right libertarian is basically protecting property rights. That's what it really boils down to. My person, my blood, sweat, and tears, my endeavors. Those are, you know, that it is to be protected.
Well, that sounds more like just a libertarian. Generally, when I hear the term right libertarian, it's somebody talking about somebody that's more a quote-unquote conservative libertarian, which, again, as Chris said, makes about as much sense as, you know, like banana octopus.
Well, the further
right... Because you're either a conservative or you're a libertarian.
Well, as this article goes into depth, the further right you go as a libertarian, the more likely you are to want to protect not just your personal property, but the property of the state. And that requires putting borders all over the place. So, and not just borders around your property, your personal property, which I am in favor of because I'm a property rights libertarian, but putting borders around this state that we're supposed to be against, but you want to protect it because you want to keep people from coming into this country
and also
taking advantages of entitlements that only we are allowed to have, that we are forced to pay for.
And,
so it's like, wait, are you against the state or not? So I'm confused.
And also it's preventing your neighbor from possibly having guests that they may want.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit here with you and say that I understand their argument. The argument is there is this thing called the state, and it does exist, and it does take my money, and it forces me to give it money, and it will spend money on things that, while I may not agree with, I have to acknowledge that my money goes to support them.
Right,
it may or may not actually benefit you.
But right.
It benefits somebody.
But it is there.
Right.
But this seems to be one of the few areas where most people that would call themselves philosophical libertarians want to instead talk about philosophy and how they think things should be. They're like, no, the current law is blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So, you know, they want to have it both ways, to where on the one hand, they'll talk about how there should not be a drug war, but they don't say, well, the current law is drugs exist and drugs are illegal, so therefore we should support it because blah, 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 the status quo. But when it gets to borders, they all of a sudden want to talk about the way it is, not the way it should be.
Right. And the way I see it is they are they're hacking away at the branches, and they are not focusing on the root of the problem. The root of the problem is socialism. It is the state. It is these entitlements that we're all forced to pay for. If those entitlements didn't exist and it was a free market, a free country, why would all these immigrants be coming over here taking advantage of them? Cool. And if you're making the argument that other people from outside of these imaginary borders are coming over and they're stealing our jobs, well then, do you really believe in the free market? Because that's the free market.
Right, and they're arguing against basically a straw man, but what is often referred to as Schrodinger's immigrant. That immigrant who is both so lazy that he takes welfare, but simultaneously has stolen your job.
And, right. Yeah, he's sitting out in front of Home Depot, and he's getting that job, that gerb, to put drywall up all day so he can take it back to his country.
Right.
Wherever he's from.
So I guess when I see these, and I like Hoppe, and this is an article by Hans Hermann Hoppe, who's, I think, a pretty bright mind. This is just one of those things that it does bring up that whole, the current situation, our impression of what's going on versus where I think we all would agree we want to be philosophically. And I sometimes applaud these types of things because it does acknowledge the existence of government. It's great that we can all talk about what it would be like if we didn't have this government program or that government program or that government period. But it is this reality, and how do we work within it in the fairest method possible as we work to eliminate it?
The way I see this is making the argument that is made in this article to actually defend the ideas of borders is only perpetuating the state. It's only keeping it around longer, and you know, maybe I think this is the wrong argument to have.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, there are some people who can't even fathom the cog dissonance goes into overmax whenever I start talking about ending the state. But
right.
If I actually talk about borders to protect the state until we can get our act together to fix this situation, then maybe someone out there is like, oh yeah, I can kind of see that libertarian aspect. It kind of makes sense to me.
55 years and 5 days ago, there was a wall that was built to keep out the fascist.
Mm-hmm.
Although, in the United States, we say it was built to keep in the communist. That wall is the Berlin Wall. In East Germany, it was called the Anti-Fascist Protection Rampart. They said that they needed this wall to prevent the fascist from going into East Germany and East Berlin.
Yeah, pretty well worked.
And
how many years did it take to finally come to their senses and...
It came down in 1989, so it was up for 38 years.
Yeah.
But we've got a presidential candidate right now that is saying we need to build a wall to keep out the immigrants.
It's such a huge problem.
As they say, any wall that is big enough and strong enough to keep someone out can also keep you in.
Yeah, and I think there's another side of that argument that I don't think Trump is... I'm going to say credited with, but the other side of that, and this is something he talks about a lot, is keeping terrorists out, as if that will work. But that is the other aspect of the wall that appeals to Republicans, to the rank and file, that, you know, it's not just that. It's the guys who slip across the border and may perpetrate some horrible terrorist act on U.S. soil.
Do you want to know what one of the highest ethnicities that makes up illegal immigrants or undocumented immigrants in the United States is?
Please.
Chinese.
Yep.
I think they're either number two or number three by ethnicity. And there's a giant ocean separating us from China.
Yeah, but they got their system down, though. They've got the overseas storage units. They all sardines.
What it is, the people are not necessarily sneaking into the country. But if you overstay your visa mm-hmm. by a day, all of a sudden you're an undocumented immigrant.
Sure.
So, you know, a lot of the people that are in this country as undocumented immigrants are people that came here legally and have just overstayed their visa.
And now they're running the China buffet, and let me tell you something, one of my favorite buffets in this country. So,
what, I cannot believe that Conan just asserted that everybody running a Chinese buffet is an illegal immigrant. You are a strange little man.
That's not what I said.
Continue with this.
That's not what I said.
As well as your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're talking about immigration. Specifically, should it be regulated by a government or not? Well, Let me tell you about a new country that is actually looking for people. That would be Liberland, the European micronation that has recently had recognition proposed by 7 Polish legislators. Recognition of the new country is top priority and really is just a matter of keeping their name in the news and being determined. They're good at both. The Chicago Journal of International Law just released a 35-page essay making a case for statehood for Liberland. And Roger Ver of Bitcoin.com has also come out with both stated and financial support for Liberland. Liberland has said many times that the base of their economy is Bitcoin. And with nearly 500,000 people having registered on their website and more than 100,000 people requesting citizenship, well, it's kind of a competition, if you will, for citizenship there at Liberland. Liberland is a small place. It's only about 3 square miles between Serbia and Croatia. So to qualify for citizenship, you must substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. Go to liberland.org to learn more. And if you happen to be in or near New York City in the next week or so, there are going to be some events with the president of Liberland. You can find out more information on that on the Facebook page of Liberland, which I'm fairly certain you can find a link to from liberland.org. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And Conan, you were getting into this article by Hans Hermann Hoppe, where he basically makes the claim that anybody that supports open borders is not an actual libertarian, or they're some kind of weird leftist or something along those lines.
This is the label they've been throwing, and before today, or yesterday when this article was written, I always assumed that lefties were the no property rights libertarian types, and I was never, you know, I've never associated myself with that group. If I ever took the silly little scale tests, I'm always well to the right. But now, according to this article, because I'm an open borders libertarian, a private property rights open borders libertarian, now I guess I'm one of those nasty lefties.
Or that it's a conflict.
It's a conflict.
Yeah.
This is a long article. The one that I'm reading is over at lourockwell.com. It's
It'll be posted up on the Facebook page, which is Facebook.freetalklive.com.
But just to give a gist of how this article is leaning, I'll read a couple of paragraphs from the article. But on what grounds should there be a right to unrestricted free immigration? No one has the right to move to a place already occupied by someone else unless he has been invited by the present occupant. And if all places are already occupied, all immigration is migration by invitation only. A right to free immigration exists only for virgin country, for open frontier. There are only two ways of trying to get around this conclusion and still rescue the notion of free immigration. The first is to view all current place occupants and occupations with moral suspicion. To this purpose, much is made of the fact that all current place occupations have been affected by prior state action, war, and conquest. And true enough, state borders have been drawn and redrawn, people have been displaced, deported, killed, and resettled, and state-funded infrastructure problems, which is the problem, roads, public transportation facilities, etc., have affected the value and relative price of almost all locations and altered the travel distance and cost between them. From this undisputable fact, though does not follow that any present place occupant has a claim to migrate to any place else, except, of course, when he owns that place or has permission from the current owner. The world does not belong to everybody.
But what about property that is owned by no one? And there's a lot of property in the American West that is not owned by anybody.
Well,
the feds?
Yeah, that's the point. And that's where things get a little bit muddy, I think, in this argument. The world does not belong to everyone. I think that's an absolutely true statement. Property should be owned by people. People should possess property. And if there are lands in the West that you say are not owned by anybody, the federal government has demonstrated, has laid stake.
We just started the show talking about lands in the West.
Talk about Bundy, and you can talk about Malheur. The federal government lays absolute claim to those lands.
And the question, Daryl, can I go get in my camper and go drive out to one of these areas and just set up camp?
Stake your claim.
Without getting shot.
No, because there's probably a rare desert tortoise there that is protected, and never mind the fact that they may invite a Chinese solar panel factory to set up there.
But that's where the greater welfare is.
Your hiking may disturb that desert tortoise.
Yeah. So
now, where I used to live in northern Arizona, I was literally on the edge of something that was called a national forest that did not really have any trees in it. And this thing was absolutely huge. There was a trail that went through it that was about a 27-mile-long trail. And there were signs at the trailhead that said, no camping. Even though there was a trail and they wanted people to use the trail.
Just go as far as you can, turn around, come back. Yeah.
But I would say that, you know, yes, there's some entity calling itself the federal government that claimed to own that land, but there was not a person that owned that land.
Well, they say they own it on our behalf. And that desert tortoise is something that we need to preserve on our behalf and our children's behalf. So they have to protect it from us. So no camping, Daryl, no camping.
And the anti-federalist, I mean, the classical liberal argument would be that, well, you own that land, Daryl. That is your land.
Right. So if the claim is that I own the land, then I should be able to use the land and I should be able to invite who I want onto that land.
But that's where the whole thing falls apart when we get into what is devolved into our current state is, no, the federal government may listen to your request, but they may or may not choose to approve that. And if they don't approve it, then you might be facing a gun barrel when you go to claim, quote unquote, your land.
And by the way, we're talking about our land out in the West that we own, but they take care of it for us.
That they claim we own.
But you know what?
They claim to take care of it.
But you know what? No American owns any land in this country. I don't own my property here in Keene.
Right.
Well, you don't.
I pay lease. I pay the manor lords because, you know.
You pay fealty to the king. Just another serf.
But the second possible way out is to claim that all so-called public property, the property controlled by local, regional, or central government, is akin to open frontier with free and unrestricted access. Yet this is certainly erroneous from the fact that government property is illegitimate because it is based on prior expropriations.
Expropriations.
There you go. Yeah. It does not follow that it is unowned and free for all. It has been funded through local, regional, national, and federal tax payments, and it is the payers of these taxes then and no one else who are the legitimate owners and all public property. They cannot exercise their right. Their right has been arrogated by the state, but they are the legitimate owners.
Here, here, Hoppa.
We'll continue with your thoughts on this. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new new, uniquely developed probiotic is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about immigration and whether or not someone can be a libertarian and support the idea of open immigration. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And let's go to the phones where we've got Will calling in on Skype. Will, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, what's up, guys? Doing all right tonight?
Doing well, and congratulations on the new addition to your family.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, first I wanted to throw in a quick anecdote about your discussion on property rights. My mother-in-law and father-in-law just moved from Kenya, which is considered by most people to be a third world country. It's actually a British Commonwealth, so they're sort of independent, yet sort of under British control, kind of, sort of not type thing. Mm-hmm. And when we were talking about buying a house here in the U.S., my father-in-law was absolutely shocked to learn that after the deed for our home was paid in full, we would still continue to have to pay thousands of dollars to the state in order to continue to keep our home that we had paid for. He'd never heard of something like you buy a house, pay it in full, and if you don't pay the government yearly permission fees to continue to own that house, that they will forcibly take your property from you.
How do they do
it? He thought that was the craziest thing he'd ever heard.
I agree with it. How do they do it in Kenya?
You buy the house, it's your house.
Well, how do they build their roads and take care of their kids, educate their kids and whatnot?
Yeah, this must not happen.
This is fantasy land.
Exactly.
They have public and private schools, and those schools compete for students.
Oh, you mean the way schools should exist here in the U.S. to where they actually compete for students?
Yeah, they do. They compete for students. Private schools will give scholarships to the siblings of exceptional students in order to encourage the family to allow that student to go there, because exceptional students will bring up a school's grade average, which will make them better sell to future students.
But this is the U.S. We can't have exceptional students running around, but they've all got to be equal, right?
Exactly.
Equal opportunity for all students.
And I guess my other question is I'm assuming that Kenya does have some taxes. How do they raise their taxes?
Well, they have... their most recent way they raised their taxes was the Obama administration spent $1 billion, that's with a B, dollars of American tax money on a promotional campaign to change the Kenyan constitution. And immediately after that campaign was successful, the government passed a VAT tax.
Added tax to where there's this little bit of taxation that gets paid on every level of production. So you buy the raw materials, it's taxed. You turn it into something that gets sold wholesale, it's taxed. You buy it retail, and then it's taxed again.
They're even taxing livestock barter. The idea was that people could barter livestock and goods and services to get around the value-added tax. So now there's a per-head tax on livestock that has to be paid, whether you sell it or not.
There's also corporate taxes, pay-as-you-earn taxes, and this from the Kenyan Revenue Authority, whose website I just found. And then they also have something called an advance tax, which is applicable to certain public service vehicles. They say it's not a final tax, but a tax partly paid in advance before a public service vehicle or commercial vehicle is registered or licensed.
So in degrees of evil, because that's how I like to talk about taxes, I mean, if I had to pick one or the other, I would much rather be hit with sales or value-added taxes and things like that than property taxes, you know, and... That kind of goes to, you know, the question, do I even own my property? I don't. As long as I always have to pay my share, or they'll take it. That's it.
Yeah. Well, the original reason that I called was I want to thank you guys for providing this amazing service and national, soapbox to give opportunity for stories that aren't being given the kind of media attention that they should be. On August the 18th, that means today, a three-day convention ended in Hampshire, England. At this convention were 30,000 attendees from over 90 countries, and they were Muslim. The statement read out at the beginning of this convention by its leader was, quote, "The only thing terrorists are achieving is to completely violate the teachings of the Holy Quran and of the Prophet Muhammad. Let it be clear that they are not practicing Islam. Rather, it seems as though they have invented their own hate-filled and poisonous religion." Attendees, this is from the Daily Mail, says attendees came from 90 countries to make a statement, quote, "reaffirming peace and rejecting radicalism while forming a human chain with their arms." So the question that keeps being asked over and over in the media is, where are the Muslims that stand and denounce terrorism? Now, this is the third major event that I know of where thousands of Muslims have gotten together and done so, that have been basically treated to a media blackout, where one, maybe two media sources cover it, but you never see major national or international news coverage of this kind of an event.
Yeah, I've not seen anything from Reuters, UPI, Associated Press, Russia Today, any of those outlets. Will, if you would, we've got a caller on the line that he always likes to talk about, the so-called radical Islamic terrorist. If you don't mind, I am going to bring him on with you. James, you're on Free Talk Live, and you get to speak with Will tonight.
Yeah, that's nice of you to have me, Minister Perry, and there's no such thing as so-called radical Islamic terrorism. there actually is such a thing. And I'm very glad to hear that 30,000 people, so to speak, if I take Will's figures as the truth, showed up for some rally against terrorism, religious terrorism, that is. It would be nice to hear if the number was like 300 million, because there are, it can easily be said by checking out liberal poll studies that you never cite, Daryl W. Perry, that in the Middle East, they all really, there are like 30% of them over there that think terrorism is a good thing and a cool thing against infidels. I've never once suggested that Will is in that category. In fact, I already considered a given that he's not, and that he is a decent human being, in spite of his believing in myths and fairy tales about some dude named Muhammad. And I can say that, thank God, because I was born in America and nowhere east of Israel, and not have to worry about tonight getting my head chopped off by an animal who thinks that infidels should die because they think, having read the Quran, that certain surah passages are actually the word of God. So I don't mean to impugn any of that onto Will, ever, nor do I ever, but it's people like Daryl W. Perry that actually think I'm trying to slander 1.7 billion people, when I'm worried about the 300 million in their midst that do think Osama bin Laden is really cool. And may I ask Will a question and opine further, because I didn't call to talk
You can ask him a question.
Will, but thanks for asking me on, Daryl. I called in to talk about what I wanted to talk about.
You can ask Will a question.
Sound pleasure.
Are you going to ask Will a question?
I'm here.
I thought we were coming up on the break. Why did you lie when I mentioned Frank Gaffney and quoted you by saying that people were brandishing weapons against your friends in Oklahoma City when they weren't? But it doesn't matter any, Will. I called you a liar, and I believe you did on the spot 2 years ago. But, Will...
Let him answer the question.
Another question, and let me...
Will, go ahead and answer the question, James. Thank you for the call.
The statement that I had made was from a gentleman who works with the Cato Institute. Mr. Adam Bates was at the at an event in Oklahoma with two young Muslim women, one of whom wore a facial covering.
Hold on, Will. We're not going to have time for you to answer right now. We'll bring you back in the closing moments here on Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live here in the closing moments. We might have time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go back to Skype where we have Will calling in. In the last segment, Will, you were asked a question about... I'm trying to remember exactly what the question was. Why did you lie about Frank Gaffney? Can you summarize whatever the statement was that apparently was made 2 years ago, and then what was the factual inaccuracy?
As far as I know, there was no factual inaccuracy. Mr. Bates was there. He was an eyewitness to what had happened. He stated that a friend of his who was openly armed was in line in front of him. He went through without question, without being patted down or anything. And then the two young women who were Muslim went through and were immediately pulled aside by armed policemen for further security check, and then were refused entry to the event because the woman wore a facial veil. It's a second hand. Well, it's a first hand. Coming from me, it's second hand, but I simply called the show 2 years ago and read for you the first-hand account that Mr. Adam Bates had posted in his social media from where he was at the event and witnessed it himself. Now, I've actually answered this exact question on the show, on the air, from James previously. So this isn't the first time that I've been asked this question about the same statement.
I did not think that it was the first time you had answered the question, nor did I think it was the first time that he had asked the question, because he does... like to repeat the same questions over and over.
By the way, Chris, did you find an article on that event? Like,
I was having a hard time finding an article on that. I did find
the event being the gathering in Hampshire, England, of, what'd you say, Will, about 30,000 Muslims from 90 different countries?
Yes, 30,000. You can find it on, you can find it on Daily Mail. Or you can find it on Press News.
All right, there it is, James. Look it up. It really happened.
Or the Independent. You can also find it on the Independent.uk.
Well, thanks for the call. Let's go to Richie calling in from New Orleans. Richie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm calling in regard to, I think it was yesterday or the day before, it might have been Ian was talking about convincing...
Richie, let me have you do something. Back away from your phone ever so slightly.
Okay, how are we now?
Sounds much better.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, and you were convincing your friend to go ahead and get registered and get the license and, you know, get the picture and the whole, you know, the whole registration. And I was curious about, have any
that,
of
that sounds like it was a conversation that happened on Tuesday where none of the three in the studio tonight were actually on the air that night. But if you had a point that you wanted to make, go ahead.
Well, okay, I'll just ask a question. How did you guys think about the Eddie Craig techniques in regard to the transportation stop and the actions that he advises to do there? And
I don't know what the Eddie Craig techniques are. Could you explain those briefly?
One of them is he gives you a brief script as to how to address a police officer. If you're pulled over, you ask if it's being recorded. You want to know that it is in fact being recorded. You want to know that you're not engaged in any commercial activity or any form of transportation.
Right.
When asked to give up any documentation such as the driver's license, proof of insurance, or registration, you ask if those items can be used against you in a court of law. And you maintain the fact that he has done no preliminary research into if you were in fact engaged in commercial activity. So you're automatically presumed guilty. And Eddie Craig says that this technique will prevent you from incriminating yourself and you would actually have a defendable case in a court of law.
Well, I can say, I mean, I've seen this stuff interests me because I've got friends that are, I would say, you know,
Right to travel activists.
Some are just flat out sovereign citizen type. You know, that's what they believe.
Misnomers, and you're not claiming the right to travel. You're claiming that you're not engaged in a commercial activity.
I understand. I'll give you that. But I think some of us tend to sort of stereotype and lump them all in together. It's not a slight against anyone. It's just sort of a reoccurring theme. I've never actually met anyone that this stuff actually worked for.
Or seen the video.
Or seen a video of it actually working. And that's
right.
I remain a little skeptical.
I have heard people say that they took something to court and the judge wound up throwing it out, but there's never a transcript from the court and there's never any video. So what I suggest and what Ian suggests, Ian being the main host who's generally in this first seat, what he suggests is if you're so confident that these techniques work, come to New Hampshire and get a ticket and we will show up to your trial long as you tell us when the trial is and we will videotape this.
We'll all be there and we'll videotape it and we'll blog about it and we'll talk about it and we'll write letters to the editor.
I'll show up, I'll live tweet. Ian will be there with his, you know, really good high-def camera. He'll videotape the entire thing,
and so far,
everything will wind up being recorded, and we can see what techniques work.
And so far, no one has taken us up on it.
Right.
And I'm not doing it because I don't think it'll work.
Right. And we actually do know somebody from New York that claims that this worked in New York. He got a ticket, but of course he didn't tell anybody that he had a trial.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us like the next day, oh, yeah, I was found guilty yesterday by Judge Burke.
So I guess the other aspect of this is, okay, maybe if you do go into court and the judge has had a really long day and you start throwing all this stuff at him, maybe sometimes he just goes, I've had enough of this, case dismissed, which is still a win.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Or just dragging it out as long as you can and forcing the officer to come in and testify against you. I mean, I think it's a 50-50 chance the officer's not going to show up. And that's, you know, there's a win. There's a win for you.
That's it. What my gut feeling is in this is we're trying to convince the government that the government's own rules are not worth following because of some legal loophole. So there's something, some way that this is written that is going to be so convincing to them that they will just say, nope, we're not going to go any further with this because we obviously don't have a case. I don't have that much faith in the in any level of government to believe they would actually do that.
Yeah, I've had cases where the prosecutor wound up putting the wrong charge on the court papers. I filed to have it dismissed, and the judge literally said to the prosecutor, one of these days you're going to make a mistake on a case that actually matters. Mm.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what? These guys have all the time in the world. And the Robin Hood case coming back up right now as we speak is a prime example that these guys have all the time and the energy and the money, our money, to just go after these fruitless cases just to prove a point, especially in the case of the Robin Hooders, yeah, where they lost every single one of them.
Yep. So now it's going to the state Supreme Court for the second time. Richie, thank you for the call. Going to the state Supreme Court for the second time. And in one of the footnotes of the city's most recent filing, not in the actual, you know, filing itself as far as, you know, things that you would read if you're reading through, but in a footnote, they mentioned that they would like to remove four of the six defendants. So now that the only two people that are being sued by the city of Keene
aren't here,
Ian Freeman and Garrett Ian.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the other four who were involved in the suit,
who are here.
One of them still lives in Keene. Actually, two of them still live in Keene. But the city has motioned to remove them from the case. So that's yet to have a hearing scheduled. But when it does, yes, you will wind up hearing more about that here on Free Talk Live. Yeah,
unlike these right to travel folks, there will be video of this these proceedings, and there'll be lots of talk about it because it's good to document these things.
Yeah, and the Robin Hood case, if you're not familiar, it is a lawsuit brought by the city of Keene against six people, some of whom were and some of whom were not, walking around near the parking enforcers putting money in parking meters in an act of civil obedience. They were getting people to comply with the parking ordinance.
They were paying the city,
putting money in the parking meters. But, of course, the city was not too happy about that because it prevented them from getting more money
from the tickets,
from parking tickets. That's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, and of course, always online at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.